The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breasts at which you nursed." Jesus replied, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This weekend we are preparing with Pope Francis to consecrate the entire world to the Blessed Virgin Mary tomorrow at St. Peter's Square. It's a gesture that for us as Catholics we should take very seriously. This consecration of the world won't help us unless we join into what the consecration is. It's not a magical act. It's an act in which the Holy Father is calling each of us to entrust ourselves to the Blessed Virgin Mary so that she can entrust us ever more to her Son, so that he can entrust us and insert us into the eternal merciful love of the Father. Today in the Gospel, we see one of the most important things that Marian consecration will do in us. It has to do with our response to God and all that God says. Jesus was walking along, and an anonymous woman from the crowd shouted out, "Blessed is the womb that bore thee and the breast that nursed thee." No question that Mary's womb was the most blessed womb that had ever existed. It was the tabernacle for 9 months of the eternal Son of God. Her breasts were the happiest of any woman who had ever lived that used to suckle the Savior. But Jesus wanted us to grasp in Mary something far more important than her physical relationship to him. Yes, she was blessed. Jesus could have easily said when that woman cried out, "Blessed is the womb that bore thee and the breast that nursed thee." Jesus could have said, "Amen. I agree with you. Yes, indeed." But Jesus wanted to show us something far more important. And he didn't do it in the singular. He easily could have. He was obviously involving Mary in this praise. But he did it in a plural, because he also wants to be able to say it about us. The most important thing Jesus would want to say about you and me is, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." That word blessed, makarios, doesn't just mean momentarily content. This is what we hope to be called forever. Makarioi of the Lord, blessed of the Lord, filled with the Lord himself, who is the blessing. And the path to that is the way we hear God's word as a word to be done, and with his grace act on it. That is the story of Mary's life. She, as so many of the scenes of the Annunciation depict very powerfully, when the Archangel Gabriel appeared to her, she was already immersed in prayer of the word of God. A couple days later, when she was on her way to Ein Karim, 60-mile journey, in order to care for her elderly cousin Elizabeth, when she burst out with her Magnificat, you could see just how deeply she understood sacred scripture, because there in her Magnificat, she was weaving together all the praises that were given to the heroic woman throughout the Old Testament. She knew them all inside out, and she was capable of applying them all to herself. And she sought to live by the word of God. So we prayed earlier this morning at the Angelus before Mass. "Let it be done to me according to your word." Her whole life developed in accordance with that holy word of the Lord. Not just the words of the Lord, "Let it be done to me according to your words," but she knew that they all found their pinnacle in the little embryonic word with a capital W she was carrying within. This is the path to real blessedness. If we consecrate ourselves to Our Lady and ignore the Word of God, either because we don't want to study it the way she did as a little kid, or because we don't want to conform our life to it as she did as a kid and an adult, it's not going to work. Mary's whole life developed in accordance with this word. This wasn't a one-line quip to an archangel when she was a teenager. Okay. This was the real motto and pattern of her life. It's meant to be the motto and pattern of our own. Just over 3 hours, Tim Flaherty, who was with us, is going to kneel before Bishop Coleman in the Cathedral of St. Mary here in this town. And the bishop is going to place into his hands the gospel and say, "Receive the gospel of Christ, whose herald you have become. Believe what you read. Teach what you believe. Practice what you teach." Those three verbs show us what Mary wants to help us to do. To believe the Word of God, that it's all true, that this is the path by which all the just will be able to rejoice. To read the Word of God with faith, to listen to the Word of God with trust. It's the first thing, to hang on the Word of God as Mary did. Second, to teach it, that we've got to pass this word on. The word we hear is not supposed to be selfishly hoarded within us. It's not a Gnostic secret just to help us individually. It's supposed to be taught to others. We always need to learn the Word of God to teach it to others. Whenever I study the Word of God, I'm always seeking to see how I can integrate it into homilies and to retreat conferences. It's always meant to be assimilated so that it then can be passed on with credibility. But it's not even enough to do that, because as Jesus says throughout the Gospels, the scribes and the Pharisees did that. They studied the Word of God and they taught it. But his complaint with them is they didn't practice what they preached. So the third aspect of it is, practice what you teach. To put this Word of God into the nitty-gritty of our life, so that when somebody looks at our life, they would be able to see the Word of God in action. I'm not sure if any of you have been following this story of this 16-year-old girl from Pakistan, Malala, about whom there was a program last night. She's not one of us, but that is a girl who has tried to act on the revelation she has heard. That's why she inspires even hardened, cynical journalists. We should all be able to have that type of impact. When they see us turn the other cheek, when they see us forgive somebody the seventh time, the 77th time, the 491st time, when they see us literally cross the road to care for someone whom so many others have passed by, when they see us hunger for the Word of God, that we're assiduously trying to learn every word that drops from God's mouth so that it might help us and through us also help others. If we're not going to learn the Word of God because we love God, we should at least learn the Word of God because we love others. The greatest gift we can give to anyone we love is God. And God gives us His wisdom so that we'd be able to share. So many people are wandering into dead ends precisely because they don't have the guidance of the light of the Word of God. And a contributing cause in many of those cases is because we haven't known the Word of God enough to be able to shine more than the dimmest of a flashlight, rather than the brightness of a halogen. So today, as we come forward and we pray for Tim and all his classmates, we also pray for ourselves, that Jesus might be able to say that the greatest blessing anybody can say about any of us today, or even on the day where we're brought into church for the last time for our funeral. Everybody will be able to proclaim, blessed is she, blessed is he, because that person was someone who heard the word of God and acted on it. Someone who believed what he or she heard, taught it, and practiced it. This is the path to heaven. This is the path on which Our Lady, to whom we prepare to consecrate ourselves with the Holy Father, wants to lead us, so that just as she is called the Blessed Mother and the Blessed Virgin, we might each one day likewise be called blessed. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.